Rick Mirabella is the man to dose it out today, and he's from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gold and Robbo. What a beautiful day, and you're right, it's a bit easier to spring out of bed in a morning log today.
Yeah. As we get a little bit older, we sometimes find it a little bit harder to spring out of bed, that's for sure. And one of the things some people go, look, I'm too old to start this or do that or whatever. But no, that's not the case. Masters Athletics. Tell us more.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pet hate of mine when people think about the number in their birth certificate. So it is just a number. So but we move on and we go to in our 50s and our 60s and we pick up new stuff. And we've spoken many times on this show about different stuff. But Masters Athletics is a brilliant way to get yourself back into the community from a social sense, learn new skills, of course, and number one, keep active and emotionally and mentally well. So, look, there's obviously, you think of every track and field sport you've ever watched in the Olympics, and you got the whole gamut. You've got the throwing events, the jumping events, the running events, the sprinting events, and all these other skills that go with it along the way that you've got to pick up. So it's a brilliant way to train the brain to do new things, because the old saying, reversibility, if you don't use it, you lose it. And this stuff can be retrained, and it doesn't matter how dormant it's been, 30, 40 years of sedentary behaviour can be reversed. So Masters Athletics, a great way, a non-pressurised way, no egos and all that kind of stuff. It's a beautiful thing. And I actually did a bit of research, and there's a lot in your area. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I think the thing there too is really important is you get sort of put into the appropriate, you know, so it could be, I don't know, you know, 60 to 65 or whatever. But, you know, it's all people with generally pretty similar skill sets. So you don't need to feel inadequate. And you often see, you know, where, God bless him, dear old fella or woman who, you know, runs the 100 metres at 95 years of age or something like that. Yeah, it's just great, isn't it?
It's the best. The age group stuff's a big part of the five-year progressions are a big part of keeping, I guess, everybody involved and not feeling like you're slowing down or you're inferior to anyone else, as we spoke about last week, not comparing. But the age group stuff's a great way to keep you hungry as well. Because you might think, okay, well, if I can keep working on this in 2 years, then in 65 to 70 age group, I can all be really competitive. And let's think down, we've all got a little bit of, we want to improve. So, yeah, the Masters Athletics is a brilliant way to do it. And race walking, Robbo, there's all different stuff. And look, it's not as serious as you might think from the outside. So if you get down and get to training, and introduce yourself, and even if you just want to practice on just doing your own stuff, and then, okay, start to present a couple of tournaments and track meets over the summer. But yeah, there's a lot around Central Vic, so I reckon it's really important if you are keen or that way inclined to get down and get involved.
Also very good from a social perspective as well, to meet other people and that too, and that can be an issue as people get older. Isolation can become a real issue. So yep, very good ideas. Google it, Masters Athletics, and you'll certainly see everything come up there and check it out. Rick, before you leave us, I've got Robbo's motivational tip of my own this morning.
Okay, this will be good. What do you got for me?
Don't run a marathon in bad shoes, because you'll suffer the agony of defeat. Defeat, you know, not de-armed.
Yeah,
not...
I do. Very good. That's again, where's your producer with the drum?
Yeah, I know, I tell you.
Not bad.
I think the old saying goes, I'll keep it in the act, I won't open with it. Good on you.
Do you write your own material, Big Fella?
Oh, do you reckon? Yeah.
I think you might. No, very good. Thanks, Rob. Have a beautiful day, guys.
Have a great week. Thanks, Rick. See you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Rick Mirabella, runners.com. Agony of defeat. Come on, that wasn't bad.